The sponsors of a Kentucky voter identification bill have made changes to that controversial proposal. Our Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says it no longer strictly requires a photo ID in order to cast a ballot in elections.
The bill originally required voters to show a photo ID or else cast a provisional ballot that would require the voter to follow up at their circuit clerk's office. Now voters who have some non-photo forms of ID would be able to cast a ballot as long as they say they have a reasonable impediment to getting a photo ID. Republican Secretary of State Michael Adams supports the proposal. He says the photo ID bill is necessary because of Kentucky's high-profile election for Mitch McConnell's Senate seat.
I think if there are going to be hijinks in our election, this is going to be the year. We've got competitive elections. We've got high-priority elections.
Adams says he doesn't have any proof that in-person voter fraud is a problem in Kentucky, but argues that the proposal would boost voter confidence in an era when citizens are worried about election security. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.